Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's edition of Monday Night Raw, broadcast live on the USA Network from the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns was confronted by his WrestleMania challenger Cody Rhodes in the final segment of the program, leading to a heated exchange.
And you come in here and you say all these things that you're going to do when we know you're not going to do them, because look at your track record. Let's look at it. You didn't want to do the Stardust thing, so what happened? You ran away. And what happened? You ran away, you started a company and a promotion that you couldn't get over in, and then you ran away.
So there you'll be, a man without a family, a Roman with no more reigns, a chief without a tribe.
Following the exchange, Bloodline member Solo Sikoa clashed briefly with Rhodes, but was restrained by Reigns to close the show. In the opening segment of the show, WWE Tag Team Champions The Usos accepted a challenge laid down by the reunited Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens to meet for the title at WrestleMania.
This might be our one shot to put this Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens problem in the dirt. So yeah, brother versus brother at WrestleMania, we accept!
Both teams brawled afterwards until Roman Reigns showed up at the arena and the Usos withdrew to the back. Logan Paul brawled with Seth Rollins, who was Paul's guest on the first installment of his impulsive TV interview segment. Paul laid out Rollins and left the ringside area at the conclusion of the segment. Asuka attacked her future WrestleMania opponent, Raw Women's Champion Bianca Belair, following their tag team victory over Chelsea Green and Piper Niven, appearing to tease a heel turn. Damage Control interrupted Rhea Ripley's promo, in which she addressed her upcoming WrestleMania match with SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair, leading to a match in which Ripley pinned Bayley. The match also featured brawling outside the ring between Damage Control and the three-woman team of Trish Stratus and Women's Tag Team Champions Lita and Becky Lynch. In other results, U.S. Champion Austin Theory pinned Montez Ford, Dominic Mysterio beat Johnny Gargano, Ricochet defeated Chad Gable, and Omos got a quick win over Mustafa Ali. In WWE Hall of Fame news, the late comedian, actor, and intergender wrestling champion Andy Kaufman will be inducted into the celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame this year, according to a story broken yesterday by Variety and later confirmed by WWE. Known for his role as Latka Gravis on the 1970s and 80s TV sitcom Taxi, Kaufman is well remembered by wrestling fans for his Memphis feud with Jerry the King Lawler in the early 80s, highlighted by an infamous appearance on Late Night with David Letterman and part of an ongoing association with Memphis Wrestling from 1981 into 1983. Kaufman died from lung cancer in 1984. It is not known if Lawler would be available to posthumously induct Kaufman, as he is reported to be recovering at his home in Memphis from the stroke he suffered early last month. Other previously announced inductees for this year's WWE Hall of Fame class include headliner Rey Mysterio, The Great Muta, and Stacy Keibler. The ceremony is scheduled to take place Friday night, March 31st, at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. In ratings news, last Friday night's SmackDown drew its second lowest audience of 2023 so far, with an average of 2.258 million tuning into Fox, down nearly 3% from the audience of 2.320 million the week prior, according to Showbuzz Daily. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.59, representing 770,000 viewers, and down from the previous week's 0.63 rating, according to WrestleNomics. AEW Rampage last Friday night on TNT drew its largest total audience in 2 months and its highest key demographic audience in 3 months, according to Showbuzz Daily. The St. Patrick's Day Slam edition was seen by a total viewership of 474,000, up 6% from the 447,000 who tuned in for the previous week's 7 p.m. episode. This was Rampage's largest audience since January 13th. In the key demographic, the rating was 0.18, translating to 235,000 viewers and representing an increase of 20% from the prior week's 0.15 key demo rating, according to WrestleNomics. This was the highest key demo rating since the Holiday Bash episode on December 23rd. Turning to Japan, New Japan Pro Wrestling's annual New Japan Cup came to a close today at the Aori Nagaoka in Niigata, Japan. The final match saw Sonata defeat David Finlay to win the tournament. He'll now go on to face IWGP World Heavyweight Champion Kazuchika Okada at New Japan's Sakura Genesis event on April 8th. Created in 2005, past winners include Okada, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Hiroki Goto. Also on today's show, IWGP World Junior Heavyweight Champion Hiromu Takahashi made the second defense of his title, defeating Leo Rush. Takahashi is now scheduled to face Robbie Eagles at the Sakura Genesis show. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.